Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
A mere 225,000 miles away from us is our closest celestial neighbor, the Moon. During the space race, our Moon was the ultimate destination as a display of our government's abilities in a very tense global political climate. The Apollo programs were huge sources of national pride as we landed humans on the Moon and thus accomplished one of the greatest feats of human achievement. But then, in 1972, we stopped. And have had no humans, Americans or otherwise, go back to the Moon. But all of that may change very soon. NASA just announced that the planned crewless mission to the Moon in 2018 may now also include a human staff. Exploration Mission 1 is poised to reach the Moon now potentially with a human crew. There are other missions to follow as well, including plans of bringing an asteroid into lunar orbit and then having humans land on that asteroid. Now, all of this moon mania is for a few great reasons. Number one, rad moon selfies, you know you want to see them. Number two, we still have a lot left to learn about our moon and our corner of the solar system. And number three, if we are serious about going to Mars, the moon makes for a pretty good testing ground. Regardless, for now, there's lots of work left to be done for this upcoming trip. And now many aspects of the currently planned 2018 launch are getting a whole new look as well. You know, to see if it's feasible to accelerate the timeline of getting humans back to the moon. This serves as an excellent reminder that people can still get really excited about a trip somewhere, even if it doesn't really have, you know, a great atmosphere.
For more information, please visit smv.org.